live from Gartner, Orlando.
Cataloging cocktails and our friends, Sanjeev and Ryan.
All right, here's impromptu because the honest OBS is that we don't have an episode prepared and so much. But anyways, okay, quick. What have you learned in the last 2 days?
Biggest takeaways from Gartner?
Last year when we were at this event, I joked that if you came here to learn about AI, there was no AI, it was all data. This year, 70% of the sessions are AI, and everybody has sort of caught on to AI agents. Now, surprisingly, I expected a lot of context graphs, and I do see context mentioned quite a bit, but not as much as I thought.
Yeah, so, I was expecting a lot too, It's on a lot of booths, a lot of vendor booths.
But let me go back. Then we're seeing different things because I have seen so much context and so much, and every single context I've been. Is context and semantics and all this stuff
semantics,
is happening.
Yes. Including at the talks?
Yes, so these were the top things that I've seen. Right. And I think for me, the surprising thought, I already brought this up in a LinkedIn post, was in the opening keynote yesterday, they said everybody's pressured to do AI. Well, half the people are pressured to do AI. That's true, like people are super pressured. Governance, 14% of stuff is kind of well-governed, but 44% of people said they have now semantic layers. Yeah. And the other 40% will have it ready in 2 years. So I'm like, that's all contrary. So that means that you are pushing out a chat with your data with semantics, so just to satisfy your boss, but that stuff is ungoverned.
Yes.
That's what's happening right now. Yes. So there's a lot of,
So in fact, in the keynote, they talked about how context is needed to give meaning to data. I completely disagree. Context is this extra metadata that you're pulling to complete the picture, because the picture is incomplete in just one system. The meaning comes from semantics, not from context. So that's my thing.
Brian,
I mean, one thing that really stood out to me in the keynote was when they said, 6 or 8% of executives feel their employees have the skills necessary to take advantage of AI. That's a huge gap that I think practitioners need to close, like yesterday. So if you're watching this and you're a data practitioner, that's the big piece of advice I would have is like, whether you have the skills or not, either you don't have them or you're not telling your boss. So you need to get the skills and make sure the people above you are aware of it. The other thing that stood out to me, you know what wasn't talked about at all? Was the entire front end of data. The word dashboard I only heard once the entire conference. And it was said in it like derisively. And I've been coming to these conferences for a long time. 10 years ago this conference was like, who can make the fastest bar chart? That was like what it was all about. And now we're not talking about that stuff at all. Yeah. So
that's surprising.
Analytics is only cool in the context of talking to an LLM.
Exactly. Right? Outside of that, didn't come up.
The hottest topic in Data and Analytics Summit used to be the bake-off.
Yeah.
Between BI and
the BI
bake-off.
Yeah.
Do they even do that this year? I don't know if they did.
I don't know.
No, I don't think there was any bake-off.
I didn't bother to check, to be honest with you.
All right. What else?
One takeaway that I have that's interesting is that I've been spending less time at the sessions and more like just talking to lots of vendors. And it's been very interesting to me how scattered the sort of agentic landscape is right now. Like you've got companies that are like, they are an agentic for X company, right? And that's all they're doing. Agentic for data engineering, agentic for data operations, for, you know, whatever it might be. Lots of chat with data companies, right?
Agentic data quality, data management.
Yeah, exactly. So many of these. But then you've got tons of companies. So we had a bunch of like customer dinners and things like that. They're talking about like, oh yeah, I'm building my own agents. Building it on Amazon, building it on Microsoft, building it on, you know, et cetera, right? And then you've got vendors. Vendors are building, you know, companies like ServiceNow, like, you know, many of these, right, where they're building agents and things like that. So it's, I don't know, it's very interesting just how it's happening at all layers of the stack. I think there's a lot of confusion around, like, okay, where should I be focusing my energy when it comes to agents?
So the first confusion is defining what an agent is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it was on my list of things to find out at this conference, who is really doing agents?
Yeah.
And I find a lot of people are doing agents, but when I start digging deep, I'm like, is that a chatbot? You're asking questions, they're like, yeah, it's a chatbot. I'm like, then it's not an agent. Or it's a RAG pipeline. So,
well, everything is an agent. Right,
everything's
now
an agent.
Yeah, we're just watching it right now, everything like that, right?
So, that was, I saw what I thought was a very helpful presentation by one of the analysts that had at the end this two slides of checklists for how to tell if your BI vendor is agent washing their product. And it was, reading through the checklist, it was clear that virtually all the BI vendors are. So
one of the trends, the talk from Robert Tonaraj said on the trends was three themes: agentic, semantics, and then the other one is platforms. And I think, so yes, we talk about agents right now, we talk about semantics, it's important. but the whole platform's like one of his positions right now is like stop doing all these point solutions. Like all these small vendors, they're going to cease to exist and they're just going to be features of a larger platform. Yes. So thinking forward, it's all about a convergence of platforms. The question is, what are you doing? And I, like, this is a question, I go out to that expo hall right now and I'm like, who's going to be around?
I mean, if you think about data.org, you guys did an amazing job with amazing thought leadership and customers, but a lot of data catalog companies have struggled for decades because no one wants to pay for data catalog.
Yeah, actually, there was a good talk tonight by TJ Craig about the whole data catalog, and that was about, he had the first slide, he said, outcomes? And then data catalog was all so far away, which is very true. And the whole the whole thing is that people start being very technical and bottoms up, and all that. And that's a problem, right?
You become obsessed about like its comprehensiveness. And I think what's going to be interesting is that we're talking so much about metadata and about context now. How can, whether it's catalogs or other tools, help to actually solve managing context and semantics and things like that?
Let's not forget,
I think there's work to be done there.
Let's not forget data, context, it all means to an end. We just get work done and provide the business value, which is, let's go help make money and save money.
Mm-hmm. See, when I talk to the vendors, like for example, I'm talking to a graph company. So they're like, well, how do we sell graph into, so I was like, don't sell graph.
Yeah.
Right.
Sell the value, the outcome.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Your customer will understand.
Let me go back to the same thing. Like state of the obvious. Yeah. Here's a little annoying thing is that, like the whole the keynote was ROI and I is for individuals integrity. I'm like, but it's also about money. Like is what we're doing. Yeah. So don't wash the ROI part.
It's okay to be
investment.
Okay. Right.
All right. Any final quick.
Final thoughts?
Before, I'm holding this with my arm right now. And
I mean, I just think my biggest takeaway again is comes back to, I think, upskilling. I think about the conversations I have with people like you, and then, you know, I go to Detroit. I'm one of the founders of the Data in the Deep community. And when I go to our meetups and I talk to the everyday analysts and data engineers, and they're like, have no idea that a lot of this is going on. Mm-hmm. So if you're watching this and that's you,
Go upskill
now.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I second that. Like, learn as much as you can. Any final thoughts for you?
No, I you said it. I'm good.
All right. Let's upskill. All right. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Yeah, bye.